verses 24 to 34. You can read till 43 when you get back home. Mark chapter 5, verses 24 to 34.
So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitudes, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
Amen. Tonight, I want to preach a message, how to receive your healing or your deliverance. Praise the Lord. We know that Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. You're going to partake of his table tonight. Amen. We know that he disarmed every principality and power and made a public spectacle of every demon on the cross of Calvary. Every chain that the enemy could conceive, the Lord already delivered you from that 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord. He carried not only your sin, but the Bible says by his stripes you are healed, which means he bore your sickness, he bore your curse, he carried your infirmity, and so you have every right to receive from him. Amen. But sad to say, there are so many in the church who are still not experienced it in their personal life. They know Jesus delivered them. They know Jesus has forgiven them, all that intellectually, but they have never experienced it in their life. So tonight, the message is very simple. How can you receive your deliverance, or how can you receive your healing? The Bible says, this girl who had an infirmity for over 12 years, she heard about Jesus. Amen. Look at somebody and say, she heard about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your input determines your output. She didn't hear a lot about religion. She just heard a lot about Jesus. Where could she have heard it? She couldn't have gone to the church or to the synagogue or to the street and heard the message of Jesus. So she must have heard or studied from the word of the old covenant right at home. You remember the disciples who were on the way to Emmaus, Jesus came and walked with them. And explaining right from the law and the prophets, Jesus expounded the scriptures to them. And at the breaking of bread, their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus. So this lady, this girl, she would have sat at her home, looked at what the prophets had to say, looked at what the old covenant had to say about the Messiah. She must have read it. She must have spoken it out. She must have heard it through her own lips many a time, spoken from the word of God. She must have so many times meditated on that faith began to rise inside of her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. At home itself, she got a picture of Jesus. Are you with me? Even at home, she got a picture of Jesus. When you are in your home, when you are by yourself, read through the Gospels, read through the Bible, look through it till the Holy Spirit begins to illuminate your heart, until and you are convinced inside, so sure that Jesus is the only way, that He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. Praise the Lord. He is the deliverer. He is the Messiah. You are so convinced, nobody can convince you out of it. Sometimes it is really tough as pastors coming to a church and speaking to believers and telling them, you need to have faith. Because at home, they don't read the Bible. They don't study the scriptures. They don't learn God's word for themselves. If you're going through a financial crisis, if somebody comes and tells you, God will set you free, you say, oh, okay, I tried. Okay, you want me to raise my hand? You want me to get baptized? You want me to call on Him? And you do that. And after some time you get bored, you say, okay, I tried, it didn't work. You come with cancer in your body and somebody tells you, listen, I've been coming to this church for some time and my migraine is not healed. How will your cancer be healed? And so you came with little faith. You heard something from somebody which is not about Jesus and you are talking out of it. But He's a rebuilder of homes. He's a restorer of the streets to dwell in. Praise the Lord. He can heal your broken heart. He can set you free from every kind of captivity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil has still not found out a sickness which Jesus has not healed on the cross of Calvary. By His stripes, hallelujah, you are healed. Praise the Lord. You need to look at God's word. Luke 9:1, Luke 10:1. It says, Jesus called the disciples and He said, I've given you all manner of authority over all manner of disease. Praise the Lord. I've given you authority and power over all manner of diseases. The Lord told me a couple of weeks back, actually He told me, there's going to be a healing river in the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. These are the days that you're going to receive a supernatural healing. This particular girl had a plague. A plague, just not a sickness, ഒരു ബാധ, മലയാളത്തിൽ ബാധന, ഇംഗ്ലീഷിൽ പ്ലേഗ്. ഇവൻ എ പ്ലേഗ് വാസ് ഹീൽഡ് വെൻ ഷീ ടച്ച്ഡ് ജീസസ്. ലെറ്റ് മീ ടെൽ യു, ദേർസ് ഗോയിങ് ടു ബി എ ടൈം ഓഫ് സൂപ്പർനാച്ചുറൽ ഹീലിംഗ്. ഇവൻ ദ പ്ലേഗ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ആർ ട്രൈ ടു ഡിസ്ട്രോയ് യുവർ ലൈഫ്, ദാറ്റ് ആർ ട്രൈ ടു ഹരാഷ് യുവർ ബോഡി, വിൽ ബി ബ്രോക്കൻ ഓഫ് ബൈ ദ ബ്ലഡ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. ഷീ ഹേർഡ് അബൌട്ട് ജീസസ്. ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് സംബഡി ആൻഡ് സേ, ഷീ ഹേർഡ് about Jesus. Amen. The second thing that she had to do to receive a miracle was that she had to erase from her life the wrong picture. You seen pencils with an eraser in the back? Well, that's the pencil that God gives us. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. He wants you to erase certain things out of your life. The wrong picture. What is the wrong picture? She had gone to all kinds of doctors. Must have gone to allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurveda. Must have tried every kind of medicine, every kind of doctor. Every kind of doctor with all those PhDs and all those, you know, for some doctors, all the alphabets are there after their name. Praise the Lord. Amen. She would have gone to each one of them. And they treated, the Bible says she spent all her money. Can you imagine that? Which means that she actually went and spent all her money from hospital to hospital, scan after scan. She tried everything. And the doctor said, "Idu mari yalado." Can you imagine that? Praise the Lord. Idu mari yala. Ee prashna mari yala. And see, when experts, you know, I think it was all robots have said, you know, when small fish criticize me, it doesn't bother me because the experts have criticized me. When small people criticize me, it doesn't affect me because, you know, the experts have criticized me. I mean, she had all the experts saying, "Listen, you cannot be healed. There's no solution for this problem." Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, after she did her homework at home of hearing Jesus, she had to erase that wrong picture. There are things that people have said. Ninda kudumbathile vidudal nadakkiyala. Ninda saukhyam nadakkiyala. Ninda makkal nannayi keri variyala. Praise the Lord. There might be people who have said that. There might be voices that you have heard in your own mind. There might be beliefs that you are having in your own mind that your breakthrough won't come, that you won't get delivered out of that particular addiction. But let me tell you, there is nothing, nothing, and nothing impossible with God. My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever imagine, think, or ask through His great power that works within us. Are you with me? You have to sit at home, ask the Holy Spirit to bring forth the blood of Jesus Christ and erase every kind of lie of the enemy in your mind. Remove every tattoo in your mind. Praise the Lord. Last Sunday I taught you about tattoo in mind, tattoo in body, tattoo in mind, tattoo in body. She had to remove the tattoo in mind. You know how the tattoo is removed? Using laser light. The tattoo is removed by using laser light. Imagine you have a tattoo on your skin or whatever. You have a tattoo on your body. You cut off your skin, you place it on a table, and you put laser light, it won't go. But when the tattoo is there in your body, if you put laser light on that part of the body where the tattoo is, because there is blood under your skin, that laser light will work and the tattoo will go. Are you with me? God's word is the light, is a lamp unto our feet. And the blood of Jesus Christ, even tonight, that speaks under, praise the Lord, every problem is able to remove every kind of lie of the enemy and release you from every kind of, praise the Lord, erase from your mind every kind of lie of the enemy and set you free. Praise the Lord. She had to erase from her mind that she won't be healed. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The truth of God's word and the promise of God and the blood of Jesus Christ should remove every kind of tattoo in your mind, and you should know. And the vidhi Allah, and the faith Allah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My miracle is around the way. My God is able to do something incredible in my life. He's able to set me free from the bondage and bring His word to pass in my life. The third thing, she had to draw a new picture. She had to draw a new picture in her heart. Hridayathin agathu, you should allow the Holy Spirit to draw a new picture in your heart. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1. Paul is asking the church in Galatia, "What or who has bewitched you? Was not Christ Jesus crucified right in the midst of you? What has bewitched you?" I like the Malayalam version in that. Christu Yeshu ninne munnil marichu ennu varachu kanichirikkuvallarunnu. നിങ്ങളുടെ മനസ്സിനെ ആരാണ് കുരുടാക്കിയത്? എന്നിട്ട് പൗലോസ് ചോദിക്കുക ചേർച്ചിൻ്റെ അടുത്ത്, അൺബിലീവറിനതല്ല, ക്രിസ്തു യേശുവിനെ നിങ്ങളുടെ മനസ്സിൽ വരച്ച് കാണിച്ചിരിക്കുകയായിരുന്നു. You should allow the Holy Spirit once again to give you the revelation of the cross of Calvary. Once again that He suffered for you. He died for you. He carried your infirmity. Surely He's borne your griefs. Praise the Lord. He carried your curse. He disarmed every principality and power. He is able to work a work within you and bring about your life and your family to the fullness of salvation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. She began to draw the picture. You know what the picture is? Not that Christ has died. Jesus is able to deliver me. See, even the devil knows that God exists and God is one. Even the unbeliever knows. Even the Hindu or the Muslim or any other religion or whoever. Even the atheist knows that Jesus Christ is Lord. That He died on the cross. But it doesn't affect them. So what's the difference? This woman's heart began to have a new picture. He died for me. I mean, if I touch Him, oh, praise the Lord. He is my deliverer. Oh, praise the Lord. The new picture began to come. Ende kartavedu. Praise the Lord. Nangala churchile vishwasam illa, ende vishwasam ende Yeshuvine saukhyamakkunnu. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He is my Lord. Are you with me? It became personal. It became personal. It became personal. Some of you have to bring your heart before the Lord and allow God's Holy Spirit to work within your heart and draw a new picture within you that Jesus Christ is able to deliver you. Praise the Lord. Amen. കർത്താവിന്റെ മേശയുടെ മുന്നാകെ വരുമ്പോഴെങ്കിലും ഓർക്കണം. I was looking at the blessing that God has given the church of His table. And the Holy Spirit said, Son, I want you to every time set the table and allow them to see me. That they can personally receive of Him. Praise the Lord. See, you heard the message before on the wisdom of God. When you study the book of Proverbs, is that wisdom has furnished a table. Wisdom has. You know why that is important? Because a few more verses down that chapter when you read, it speaks about the adulterous woman. She is calling people into sin and she is saying, stolen water is sweet, stolen bread is sweet. So she is presenting a table. She is saying, listen, sin in secret, it is very pleasurable, it is very sweet. Are you with me? That's what the world says to us. The world says to you, listen. You sin in secret. It is very pleasurable. It is very beautiful. Stolen water is sweet. Stolen bread is sweet. Look at wisdom 9. You will find that. But before that is written there, the 9th chapter, the beginning verses, wisdom from the highest place is shouting out and saying, oh, foolish one, don't go there. Come before God's table. Every addiction is broken off. Every addiction to stolen things, to secret pornography and addictions to sin and habit is broken off at the foot of the cross at the Lord's table. This is God's table for your deliverance. Tell me honestly in your heart, how many of you secretly enjoy sin? Don't raise your hand. By faith, Moses left the pleasure of sin by faith. I mean, yeah, secretly, even believers are addicted to lifestyles that are not with scripture. Wrong relationship. And you think it is good, it is pleasing. But let me tell you, how can you be set free? This table. Are you with me? You have to erase every other picture out of your mind and look at the cross of Calvary and say, this deliverance is for me. Praise the Lord. My Jesus will set me free from every addiction. Praise the Lord. The alcoholic, praise the Lord, the drunkard, the drug addict, the sexual addict, the pornography addict can be broken off at the table of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You come before the table with faith and your addictions are broken off. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and praise the name of the Lord tonight. So what's the first thing? To receive your healing. How many of you want to receive your healing and deliverance? What is the first thing she heard about? Where is it done? At home. Do it at home. Are you with me? Second thing, she erased the negative picture. The third thing, the Holy Spirit, she allowed the Holy Spirit to write a new picture. It became personal. If I touch him, are you with me? Praise the Lord. It became personal. Faith to another. If I touch him. What's the fourth one? She confessed it. She said, if I may just touch the hem of his garment. അവന്റെ വസ്ത്രത്തിന്റെ അറ്റം എനിക്കൊന്ന് തൊടാൻ പറ്റിയ. ലൈഫ് ആൻഡ് ഡെത്ത് ആർ ഇൻ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ദ ലൈഫ് ആൻഡ് ഡെത്ത് ആർ ഇൻ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ദ ആർ ഇൻ ദ പവർ ഓഫ് ദ ടങ് ഷി ബിഗൻ ടു സേ ഇഫ് ഐ മേ ജസ്റ്റ് ടച്ച് ഹിം. Psalms 39, it speaks about, watch your mouth, for the wicked stands near. The wicked one is looking to say what you will say with your mouth. So watch your mouth. Be careful of what you say. She could have sat there and said, Ella doctor maarathu poyadalla ellarum prarthichu endakke cheyidittundonu seriyayillane seriyayillane seriyayillane. അയലോക്കത്തെ ശോശാമയ്ക്ക് ഈ രോഗം വന്നപ്പോഴത്തേക്ക് ചത്തുപോയെന്നാ പറഞ്ഞു. She could have said that. But she didn't say that. She said, faith agathu vannu. She said, if I may touch him. I remember years back, I was Kannamali area. I was walking through a place, ചെമ്മീൻ വളർത്തുന്ന സ്ഥലം. അതിന്റെ വരുമ്പേ കൂടെ നടക്കുക. I was walking through that. And suddenly, I felt the power of God come upon me. I thought, what is happening? And then, suddenly, this is my first experience. I looked, and there was this guy behind me, the man who was walking behind. He said, I've heard about you, Pastor, that you carry an anointing. I just wanted to touch you. And I've read about it in the scripture, and I actually felt the power of God upon me. He said, I feel the power of God upon me. It was his faith. It had nothing to do with me. Are you with me? It had absolutely nothing to do with me. But God honored his faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark 5, when you study the scripture, Jesus was walking through the street. Crowds of people were following him. Jesus was walking through that street to go to the house of somebody called Jairus, whose daughter was on the point of death. So Jesus said to this man called Jairus, don't be afraid, only believe. Then the people came and said, don't trouble the master, this girl is dead. You know what? Jairus could have stood there and said, വെറുതെ എന്റെ വിടുതലിന് വേണ്ടി വരുന്ന ഇടയ്ക്ക് വേറൊരുവർക്കും വേണ്ടി പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാൻ നിൽക്കാനും പ്രസംഗിക്കാനും നിന്നേ കൊണ്ട് എന്റെ വിടുതൽ പോയി. He could have opened his mouth and said something wrong, but when you study Jairus, Jairus never said anything because he held on to what God had said before. Don't be afraid, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. After you have confessed that promise, what is important is what is called the vocabulary of silence. People around Jairus began to stir up Jairus to say, listen, Jairus, your daughter said, don't trouble the master. Chuma prathri kanna pada nirthu. Ivara said, seriya ivaru valare valla vastavundo indu nenu nirthano nee ipo kartha vandirunda kaaryam meeting kaiy nirthano. Jairus kept silent. How would you take it if somebody came and said your daughter is dead? Jairus kept silent. You know why? Because Jairus had heard the word before which said, don't be afraid, only believe. Nee pedikilla nee vishwasal mathramani. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After you have taken a promise and confessed the promise, the enemy will try to talk you out of it. That is why the law of confession. Say that with me. The law of confession. Four types of confessions are mentioned in the scripture. One is Romans 10 and verse 9. Everybody knows that scripture, don't you? If you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if you confess forth with your lips that Jesus Christ is your Lord, you are saved. 1 John 1 verse 7 to 9. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If you confess your sins, He is faithful to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Again, acknowledge. When you're done wrong, to say, Lord, I'm sorry. That brings about the power of the blood of Jesus upon your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then there is the confession of the promise of God. The confession of the promise of God. If God has promised you something from Scripture, you need to speak it out. You won't immediately see it. Are you with me? But need to speak it out and stay your ground in faith. And then shut up. The vocabulary of silence. Just be still. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People will try to talk you out of it. People will say a negative report around it. But just keep silent. Let your faith just bubble over. Praise the Lord. She said, if I may touch the hem of His garment, I will be healed. She confessed the right thing. And the fourth one, and the fifth one, to receive your healing, she came and actually touched him. Are you with me? Luke 5:17 says, when Jesus was in a house, the power of God was present to heal everyone. The power of God was present. But not everyone touched him. Every time you come before the Lord's table, you come before God's presence, you come before the Word of God, there is power to set you free. Are you with me? You need to take a hold of it. You need to grab it. You need to, at home, you should meditate on the Word of God. Faith should arise. Then you come into church, and when the worship is going on, when the Word of God is being preached, praise the Lord. Faith kathi veetinna message kettu yeshuvine kurichu kettu kettu vishwasathin kathirikkunna vandingane vachanathinte idayki aaradhikkum allathan mattum ullare already atmavare, because he is waiting for that moment to touch. A word comes forth, he grabs it and exits his mind. When the Lord's table is passed around, he said, this is my moment, I'm going to touch. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To receive your healing. Very practical, very simple message. To receive your breakthrough. Huh? Endana, first step enda? Kuriyan? Huh? What's the first thing? Second? Third? Fourth? Confess? Fifth? She actually touched. Let's close our eyes and pray tonight.